In Syria, U.S.-backed forces are getting ready for a final surge into the last town held by ISIS. Even if ISIS is wiped out, there is the question of what happens to hundreds of ISIS fighters and their families, including a former American college student. Here's Holly Williams.
Hoda Muthanna was 20 years old when she left her home in Hoover, Alabama in 2014 to become the bride of an ISIS fighter in Syria. Now a mother and a widow, she's living in a refugee camp.
I know I ruined my future and my son's future, and I'm deeply, deeply regretting.
While studying business at the University of Alabama, Muthanna told her family she was going on a school trip and instead flew to the Middle East. In a letter to her family, seen by CBS News, she wrote, "I was a naive, angry and arrogant young woman, but seeing bloodshed up close changed me." Muthanna is one of a small number of US citizens who've joined ISIS, but America's Syrian allies are thought to be holding around 800 foreign ISIS fighters, along with their wives and children. In the same camp is Shamima Begum, who ran away from her home in London at 15 and had a child with an ISIS militant.
I just want forgiveness, really, from the UK.
But unlike Hoda Muthanna, she hasn't expressed much remorse. And today the UK government said it would strip Begum of her British citizenship. The US government hasn't said what will happen to Hoda Muthanna, but America takes its nationals home from Syria where they can be arrested and charged. President Trump has demanded that European countries do the same, but some governments are reluctant. The French government has reason to be worried about taking back a man like Adrien Guihal, who we interviewed in Syria in June for 60 Minutes. He'd been convicted of plotting to attack a police station before he even went to Syria. A member of the group holding him insisted on sitting in on our interview.
How do you think you deserve to be treated?
Hello?
Forgiveness, he said. I would choose forgiveness, of course. That's a tall order after joining a terrorist group. But leaving foreign militants in the chaos of Syria could mean they rejoin ISIS. Taking them home may be the least bad option. Holly Williams, CBS News, London.